This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD will send out 400 layoff notices starting tomorrow to help balance its budget. CEO Deborah Johnson says a vaccine and more federal stimulus money might help, but not soon enough.
I do think that we will bounce back from this. It would be my ultimate pleasure if, in fact, we could reinstate every single employee.
The cuts will take effect in January. The Denver area agency's ridership is still down by more than half. The East Troublesome Fire is 100% contained. CPR Sam Brash reports on the second largest wildfire in state history.
The East Troublesome Fire started in mid-October. About a week later, extreme winds drove the fire on an unprecedented run, pushing the blaze into Rocky Mountain National Park and across the Continental Divide. Over 500 structures were lost and 2 people died. Brad White is the Grand County Fire Chief. He says there is still a long recovery ahead.
A lot of assessment and prep at this point, and then hopefully as we get into the spring, full swing back into reconstruction and mitigation work we need to do for the flooding and the landslide type concerns.
Officials say hotspots remain inside the containment zone, but don't appear to be a threat. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coloradans now have a contact-free option if a state trooper asks for license and registration during traffic stops. The My Colorado mobile app. But only state troopers accept the Colorado digital IDs, not other law enforcement agencies in the state. You're listening to CPR News.